ஸ்ரீ ரமண மகரிஷிஸ் 58th மகா நிர்வாண அனிவர்சரி. ஆன் ஏப்ரல் 14, 1950, ஸ்ரீ ரமண மகரிஷி டுக் ஹிஸ் லாஸ்ட் மார்டல் பிரெத் அண்ட் என்டர்ட் இன் டு மகாசமாதி வாயில் கிரவுட்ஸ் ஆஃப் டிவோட்டீஸ் சாண்டட் அருணாச்சல சிவா அண்ட் ஏ பிரைட் ஸ்டார் ஸ்லோலி மூவ்ட் அக்ராஸ் தி ஸ்கை ஃபாலிங் அவுட் ஆஃப் சைட் behind the holy Arunachala mountain. It was a dramatic end to a life filled with few outwardly dramatic events. Yet, out of the numerous divine spiritual personalities who made their appearance in the 20th century, there are very few like him who evoked such veneration and devotion during their lifetime and after their death continue to attract seekers, casting a profound influence upon their hearts and minds. It is well known that on his deathbed, the Maharishi assured his disciples of his continued presence. After the passing of 50 years, this assurance has been demonstrated, corroborated, and experienced by countless aspirants. We can testify that the incidence of his influence is, in fact, increasing. In contrast to Christian evangelism, the Maharishi's teachings are spreading in a mostly subtle manner. There is no international institution formed to spread his message to the world, nor did he ever ask anyone to take up such an endeavor. Rather, he requested reformers and teachers to reform and teach themselves first to realize their self, assuring that the very act of doing this will set in motion the most powerful influence available to remove suffering and establish peace. He was himself the perfect example of this process. His life has set off repercussions extending beyond the mere realm of spiritual truths. Academics from various disciplines are discovering a mine of gems buried within his utterances and demonstrated by his life. Even after 50 years, we are unable to fathom to what extent his personality will influence mankind. Kanakamma reported that Muruganar once said, "Bhagavan's real power will be seen not now, but only a few hundred years after his physical body is no more." As members of Arunachala Ashrama, we are daily reminded of his pervasive and steadily growing influence. We feel fortunate to be given the opportunity to witness his grace and guidance spreading throughout the world and to attend to the needs of those who feel his divine charm and power. His 50th Aradhana. This year, according to the Tamil calendar, Sri Bhagavan's Aradhana Day falls on May 1. Sri Ramanashramam in India is planning to observe it in a grand manner. The president of Sri Ramanashramam, Sri V.S. Ramanan, has agreed to travel to New York after the program in India so that we could have him present at our Aradhana program on Sunday, May 7th. This will take place in the community center of the Hindu Temple Society of North America, Ganesha Temple, in Queens, New York. In our May issue of the Maharishi, which we plan to send out in April, the details of the program and directions to it will be printed. As you who read this are among those who have felt the blessings of the Maharishi's continued presence, we ask that you please keep Sunday, May 7th open so you can join us in remembering the one who physically left us 50 years ago but yet remains today an undeniable source of peace and strength.